it says in Dala Nisim, Rimatasio Kohen Gadol, Kasham de Malchus Yavan, Ha'ashal Amcha Yisrael, Ashkicham Tavasecho, La'avim Mechukir Tzenecho. The Yavanim were trying to make the Jews forget the Torah and to violate the chukim, the statutes of God's, of your will. So why does it focus on the chukim, which are mitzvahs, laws which we say don't have so much logical reasons, human logic doesn't understand them, and say shatnas, not to mix wool and linen, or not to eat chazer, not to eat pig. So they particularly, it seemed that the Yavanim were particularly upset about the chukim. They tried to get the Jews to stop doing the chukim. They should eat a pig, wear shatnas, things like that. So he says from his father, the Rav Menezer said, that because the Yavanim, the Greeks, they worshipped the human seichel, the human mind. They were into philosophy. So human intellect. Here, the chukim were laws going against the human intellect. So that bothered them very much. They felt that the human brain, the human thinking is supreme. That's why they were against the chukim. And now, the Shem Shmuel wants to add another thing to this point, because it says in the tefillah, chukei ritzonecha, the chukim of your will. Now in Chassidus, of course which comes from Kabbalah, so the different levels of the human personality, the seven midos, seven basic character traits, and then there's three levels of thinking, of chokhmah, bina, v'das. But there's also the highest level is called ratzon, the will. The will is above all thinking. So now, we know that, in other words, this is something which we experience all the time, that people have certain desires and certain things attract them, and there's no logic, they can't explain why they're attracted to this thing, not to something else. Why other people are not attracted to what attracts them. This is something very deep. It's more than personality traits or logic, thinking, values. It's just something beyond explanation. What we call the ritzonos. People have certain wills and desires and goals which they can't explain exactly where this comes from. So what you have is, this will is the highest of all the, basically, it might be the big motivator for people to do what they do. Some what they call a ratzon, to have a desire to do something. Then they use their seichel to get a plan how to get to this goal. Then maybe they'll use their lave, their emotions, their personality to get to the goal. But the goal itself comes from some higher source. Now, he says that from the forefathers represent different levels of these midos and the seichel. You have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. So he says the one who represents this ratzon, this idea of having a very high, exalted desire to be close to Hashem, that was David HaMelech. David HaMelech is called the lave of Am Yisrael. The lave means the desire to be close to Hashem. That's what Sefer Tehillim is all about. And in the future, Moshe Mashiach, because Mashiach ben David, will be above the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He'll be the highest level. Because the Ratzon will be what will be outstanding in Moshe Mashiach. The Ratzon to be close to Hashem, that desire. Now, we see that the Jewish people have an incredible Ratzon, an incredible desire to be with Hashem. Express itself in different ways. Nowadays, you say overall, express itself mainly in our desire to have Eretz Israel, to have the land of Israel, to be the homeland for the Jewish people. The Jews should live there. That's why today, the majority is large, by far, it's the largest Jewish population in the world. Now living in Israel, we are in about more than 6 million, so it's more than America and more than any other place in the world. And even though you would say objectively, it's not the most attractive place for Jews to live, America is much more attractive. Financially, security-wise, but there's something of Ratzon, will, desire to be there, which is, means you're close to Hashem, because Hashem, basically, his dwelling, so to speak, in the world is in Eretz Yisrael, especially in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim became the biggest city in Israel, despite the fact that it's, objectively speaking, also it's probably one of the more dangerous cities, security-wise, but Jews want to live there. So, we see that the Jewish people is motivated by the Ratzon. Also, the fact that after the Holocaust, the Jews kept their identity, didn't drop out, kept on being Jewish. And then, of course, the rebirth of Talmud Torah after the Holocaust, where we have more Jews learning Torah full-time, probably since we don't know when, but certainly since the Beis Hamikdash time. No, there's never been anything like this. Hundreds of thousands, especially in Israel. So we see that there's a tremendous desire, even though learning Torah is difficult, especially in Israel, financially it's hard. So we see that this Ratzon for Eretz Yisrael, Ratzon for Torah, Malam Nasechel, more than logic, much more. And this is what the Greeks were against. That's why it says, "Vashkicham Torosecha." They wanted the Jews to forget the Torah. The Torah is one of the great tzomos, one of the great desires of the Jewish people. The Romans also attacked learning Torah, and the Jewish people kept on learning Torah, even though sometimes they had to give their lives for it. So we see that that the Jews are ready to give their lives for these holy desires. So we could say, from a symbolic point of view, it says that the Greeks, Timu Kol Hashmanim, they made all the oil tamei Shebehechel, which was in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, you could make a symbolic statement, the Hechel, the temple of the Jewish soul, is the place where the Jews are full of love for Hashem. And that oil is that higher will to be close to Hashem. And when it says tamei, they made it tamei, means that they stuffed it up, they tried to block it. They tried to remove it, which is very interesting. And that was the miracle. The miracle also was symbolic. It means that the pure oil burnt, that even that there was still this pure desire to be close to Hashem, and it overcame all those efforts by the Greeks to block it. So basically, the message of Chanukah is to protect and to develop our holy desires for Torah, for Eretz Yisrael, to be Jewish, identity. That's the main message of Chanukah.